Welcoming all of you to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Shamikrishi Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 15th chapter, 11 verse onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yes, I'm here, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavach Pranam, please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your valuable time and association to us this morning. Before going to the class, I want to give a little bit brief introduction of Prabhuji. His Grace Shamikrishi Prabhuji is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Being a doctor by profession, he has done immense services to the devotees community and served the society by donating the lots of projects. For example, he donated the deities in Philadelphia temple, and he made 3,000 simple temple units that serve as altar in the villages. He also served a temple president of ISKCON New Jersey for 15 years. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I'll hand out the call to you, Prabhu. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna.
Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances to all the devotees who are present on this conference call. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krapa Sindhu Behavacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Dishtarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we will be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 13, text number 11. Many verses do not have any purpose, so we may be able to end this chapter 15 today. I will try. So text number 11, Tashyabhishek Arabdho Brahmanair Brahmavadivhi Abhishecha Nikan Yasmai Ajahu Sarvato Janaha. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The learned Brahmanas, who were very attached to the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, then arranged for the king's coronation. People from all directions collected all the different paraphernalia for the ceremony. Thus, everything was complete. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. So this is the description of Prabhu Maharaj, who came from churning the arms of King Vena, who was very demonic. And so from his right arm came Prathu Maharaj, and from his left arm Charni came Archi, who became later on his wife. And now it is his coronation is there, and in that ceremony from all directions people came and they collected different paraphernalia for the glorification. So they gave him as a gift. So that is also necessary. To this, if anybody comes or meets it, this is one of the Priti Lakshana out of the six which is given in Nectar of Instruction, then Dadati Pratigaranati, that one should give. So they are giving, and particularly to the king, it should be given. It is really giving to the Lord, means not that it is anything is reducing, but it is rather it becomes eternal asset for us. So somebody who is giving in building the temple, somebody is giving book printings of Krishna's books, or in many ways it is not a loss. One should not take that it is reduced, because everything belongs to the Lord. In utilizing for Him, it makes it more eternal rather than we use for our sense gratification. And the same thing that so many people were giving, you could see in the history of this Vamandev. So Vamandev, when he was born, and then Aditi and Kashyap Muni, then he immediately went to Bali Maharaja's place. So he was just like a dwarf, and then many different things were given. So we will discuss about that, what they give. It is almost practically similar. And same thing, these gifts are given when somebody comes as a, like Lord Ramchandra's coronation or Yudhishthir Maharaj, when he became the king, and how many Rasvi, Yagi, and different pair of Enila are given. So this is a like sign of our love for the person. It's not that he, Lord Ram or Prabhu Maharaj is deficient in anything, but just by giving, it is a gesture of love, the love increases. We will read text number 12. Sarit Samudra Girayo Naga Gava Haga Mraga Dyo Shiti Sarvabhutani Samaja Rurupayanam. Translation: all the rivers, seas, hills, mountains, serpents, cows, birds, animals, heavenly planets, the earthly planet, and all other living entities collected various presentations according to their ability to offer the king. Text number 13. Sobhi Sikto Maharaja Suvasa Sadvalankratah Patnyar Chishala Lankrataya Vireje Agniri Vaparah. Thus the great King Prathu, exquisitely dressed with garments and ornaments, was coronated and placed on the throne. The king and his wife Archi, who was also exquisitely ornamented, appeared exactly like fire. Fire means she was very shiny. She is like a representation, not a, like a Shakta Avashesh Avatar, Prathu Maharaj, and Archi, his wife. So she was like lustrous. She was appearing exactly like fire, brilliant. Tasmai Jaharadhanado Hemam Viravarasanam Varuna Shalilastrava Matapatram Shashi Prabham. Translation: the great sage continued, my dear Vidur. So this is described by Maitreya Muni. Maitreya Muni to Vidur, that's why Maitreya Muni is a great sage. He's continuing, he's describing to Vidur. Kuvera presented the great king Prathu with a golden throne. The demigod Varun presented him with an umbrella that constantly spread fine particles of water and was as brilliant as the moon. So it's a special umbrella that fine particles were just coming out like a sprinkling. Whenever in a heat that you use the umbrella, then naturally if there is some water is coming, sprinkling, then it is nice cooling feeling. And the next text, number 15, Vayushya Bal Vala Vyajane Dharma Kirtimayam Srajam Indra Kiritam Utkrastam Dandam Sanyamanam Yamaham. The demigod of air, Vayu, presented King Prathu with two whisks, chamaras, of hair. The king of religion, Dharma, presented him with a flower garland, which would expand his fame. The king of heaven, Indra, presented him with a valuable helmet. And the superintendent of death, Yamraj, presented him with a scepter, Rajadanda, with which to rule the world. So, text number 16. Brahma, Brahmamayam Varma, Bharati Haram Uttamam, Hari Sudarshanam Chakram, Tatpatnya Vyahatam Shriyam. Lord Brahma presented King Prathu with protective garment made of spiritual knowledge. So, spiritual knowledge, so that was protective garment, and that was the garment itself was knowledge, and Bharati, spiritual knowledge. So that Bharati, that is the Saraswati, the wife of Brahma, gave him transcendental necklace. So Bharat world, and from Bharat came this Bharati. This Bhar, one who is possessor of the knowledge. So Bhar means knowledge. So knowledge is there, that's why the name, that all the transcendental knowledge comes from India, that's why India is called Bharatvarsh. Rat means the people who are engaged in that knowledge is transcendental knowledge, they discuss about that knowledge. So the Bharati, the wife of Brahma, gave him a transcendental necklace. Lord Vishnu presented him with a Sudarshan disc, and Lord Vishnu's wife, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, gave him imperishable opulences. Just like opulences were given to Sudama Brahman, Rukmini is an incarnation of Lakshmi Devi. Rukmini, Satyabhama, they are all Lakshmi Devis. So so all like Radharani incarnates as the queens of Dwarka. And then queens of Dwarka, they are also Lakshmi Devis also at the same time. So the opulence which never perishes, it increases again and again because that has transcendental nature. All the demigods presented various gifts to King Prathu, Hari, an incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead known as Upendra. Upendra, so this Vaman Dev is also called Upendra. Vaman, Upendra are Tripadi because he measured the whole universe in just three lotus feet. So he's called Tripadi. Vaman is because he is very born as, and Upendra because he is younger brother of Indra. Indra is the son of Kashyap Muni and Aditi, and he was born after Indra was born. That's why he is called Upendra. Upa means underneath or later on. So, Upendra in the heavenly planet presented the king with a, so demigod presented the Krishna himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead. He presented with Sudarshan disc. It should be understood that this Sudarshan disc is not exactly the same time of Sudarshan disc used by the personality of Godhead, Krishna or Vishnu. Since Maharaj Prathu was a partial representation of Supreme Personality of Godhead's power, the Sudarshan disc given to him represented the partial power of the original Sudarshan disc. So this Sudarshan disc exactly is not the same. It is just like that, but it is not the same power. That power is so same thing. The Supreme Personality of Godhead may come just like a Vaman Dev. So he came. Are here Prathu Maharaj. So it may say, but they are like Shakta Vashesh Avatar. So we will discuss about what this Shakta Vashesh Avatar is, but first we will read what different personalities they gave to the to King Prathu. Dasha Chandrama Sim Rudra Sat Chandram Tathambika Somo Amratamaya Nashwas Twasta Rupa Shayamratam. Lord Shiva presented him with a sword within a sheath marred with 10 moons. And his wife, the goddess Durga, presented him with a shield marked with 100 moons. So Shiva's sword had a cover that had 10 moons, and Durga, or Uma, gave him with a shield that had 100 moons on that. The moon demigod presented him with horses made of nectar, and the demigod Vishwakarma presented him with a very beautiful chariot. And Agni Rajagavam Chapam Suryo Rashmi Maya Nishun Bhupaduke Yoga Mayo Dyoho Pushpavale Valim Anvaham. The demigod of fire Agni presented him with a bow made of the horns of goats and cows. The sun god presented him with arrows as brilliant as sunshine. The predominating deity of Burloka presented him with slippers full of mystic power. The demigods from outer space brought him presentation of flowers again and again. So, purport, this verse describes the king's slippers were invested with mystic powers. Paduke yoga mayo. Thus, as soon as king placed him, placed his feet in the slippers, they would immediately carry him wherever he desired. Mystic yogis can transfer themselves from one place to another whenever they desire. A similar power was invested in the slippers of King Prathu. So there are this Ashta Siddhis are there. Anima, Mahima, Lagima, Garima, to reach any place, to become smaller than the smallest or lighter than the lightest. And even the present day, scientists have developed those technology. By technology, they could get same thing like the aeroplane. It is just flying as if it is lighter than the air. And Sputnik, that they could go to a spaceship. They could go to with so much speed in the space. So there is no point in wasting 50, 60 years in getting this mystic powers, anima mahima. But better that we become devotees and get transferred to the spiritual kingdom, and enjoy with ever with the Supreme Lord in His loving devotional service. So that is a waste of time to work hard for obtaining the mystic power and becoming popular with that. Text number 19. Natyam sugitam vaditrem antardhanam cha khecharaha rishesya shisha satya samudra shankham atmajam. The demigod who always travel in outer space gave King Prithu the arts to perform dramas, sing songs, play musical instruments and disappear at his will. The great sages also offered him infallible blessings. The ocean offered him a conch shell produced from the ocean. That Panchajanya Shankha was also produced. It came from the ocean. Panchajanya demon, he was residing in that, and Krishna killed. And then this Panchajanya, or this Shankha came from, I think, churning of the milk ocean, and that was offered to the Lord. This ocean also presented with this kind of conch shell to Prithu Maharaj. And so this aeroplane thing is there. So many mystics, they could create, like Ardha Muni, he created a whole city like plane, and it could go anywhere by will. This Pushpak Viman, also the same way, that it could go to any place and could increase or decrease in size at the will, which our scientists cannot do that. But it was there just by the mystic power. So that empowerment they get from Krishna, but then they use it for their own sense gratification. But Ardha Muni, they used in producing his son, so that is something different, that he was in with his wife to please her, and then he had a son that was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then next verse, Sindhava Parvata Anadyo Ratavithir Mahatmanah Sutothamagadho Bandim Tam Stotum Upata Sthirai. The seas, mountains and rivers gave him room to drive his chariot without impediment. Means he could go within river or ocean without, if they will part, and he could go through that. And a Sutha, a Magad and a Bandi offered prayers and praises. They all presented themselves before him to perform their respective duties. Vandijan, they will do prayers to the Lord. Magad and Sutta, they will describe the glories of the Prithu Maharaj. So any king or whenever that glories is there, but not before they appear. And the glories, like if we give the glories to, say, spiritual master, he does not take it himself, but he gives it to higher. So they always, that glory does not come. It is not for them, but it is, everything is meant for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If it is done in that mentality, if our mind is to just that we glorify now, wo chaplusi jaisa rata hai. Means we just do it so we could get something in return. That is not really proper glories. And it may be false also. But we glorify for the real purpose, that what they are. So others could also develop those kind of qualities. But it should not be done with a means to cheat or bluff or take advantage of the person. So we glorify the Supreme Lord. But all glories, everything is there because of the Supreme Lord. Krishna is the all in all. And from him comes all the different incarnations. And we will talk of those. But here we will see, it's just one last verse that I will take. Then there would be some glories. Prabhu, who would speak? Istava kastana bhipretya prathurvainya pratapavan meghanirhadaya vacha prasanni nidamam abravit. Thus when the greatly powerful King Prithu, the son of Vain, saw the professionals before him to congratulate them, he smiled. And with the gravity of the vibrating sounds of clouds, he spoke as follows. So now Prithu will be speaking, but he is described as Shakta or Shesh Avatar. And we should really learn what this Avatar means. Anybody, they just think that there are many, many new gods are coming in light, and people, they become so much surrendered, and they make their own interpretation to make, yes, he's God, and they worship. And without worshipping Krishna, they take them as the samambonam. So we should understand these facts properly, and this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita that I will be giving you few verses and describe them. Shaktavasheshavatara Krishnera Sankhya Gana Digdarshana Kahi Mukhya Mukhya Jan. That there are many immeasurable, like so many Shaktavasheshavatara, so many Vibhutis, so many, so these are all there. So it is impossible to count them, how many Shaktavasheshavatara, how many different types of Shaktavasheshavatara. But not that everybody is a Shaktavasheshavatara. What does it mean to a Jiva soul? Krishna gives his some of the parts of some of his energies for particular work. Like say Vyasadeva was given a literary incarnation, means to write it, the Vedic knowledge in the textbook. So in a written form, so that is Parashuram was given, just so he could chastise the demonic kings. 21 times he killed, so he was given certain power for particular job. See, Krishna also expands his Swamsarupa, so that is something different, that he himself expands in many, so he has many, many energies. It's not Parasha Shaktir, Vivideva Shruyate, Swabhavaki Jnana Balak Kriyache. So he has three main energies, was Swarup Shakti, expansion from his own, then there is a this material world, that is a Prakriti, that is also his external energy, that is also his one of the energy, and all the Jiva soul, that is also his one of the energy. Energy means a Shakti. So it, and even so all the Swarup Shaktis, like Balramji is the first expansion, but he is also subordinate to the Lord. They are called servitor Godhead. So they ultimately everything, everyone is serving the personality of Godhead, that's Lord Krishna. So why Lord Krishna and what is the difference? Like Balramji did not know about this Brahma Vivon Leela for almost a year, that Krishna became all the this say gopas and this all the cow, like a small baby cows, and so he became for 1 year and he was playing when Brahma stole them to put the gwalas and the calves. That he put in a cave, but then Krishna transferred him into that, and Balramji even did not know. So any other incarnation, like expansion from Krishna, knows only as much as Krishna wants them to know. Another factor is that all the avatar do not have the same Shakti, although they may have it. It is Krishna. Krishna comes in that avatar, but only shows are only that much as it is needed, not that he could become like Krishna. And so, so say Vishnu Tattvas, it is all expansion, Swarup Shakti of Krishna. But they only work to protect the protect this material universe. They are to maintain the material universe. So we will discuss about this Shaktavasheshavatara first, then talk about different avatar. So there are two kinds of Shaktavasheshavatara. Shaktavesha Dui Rupa Gaunamukhya Dekhi Shakshat Shakti Avatara Abhase Vibhuti Likhi. So there are two kinds, main and gaun. Gaun is subordinate. One who has a direct energy of Krishna, that is called avatar. Means they have avesh, mukhya avesh. And that is where there is just an abhas or gaun, avesh or vibhuti. So there are two kinds, one is vibhuti avesh and then main shakti, mukhya avesh. And one is the abhas. Abhas means before the dawn, like before there is a, like there is some light you could still see. There is abhas that sun is coming or sun is going. So that is called abhas. So Sanakadi Narak Prathu Parashuram Jiva Rupa Brahmar Aveshavatar Nam. So they are all Jiva Rupa, means they are the Jiva, that is the marginal energy. They are the Jiva Shakti. So Sanakadi, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, Narad, Prathu, Parashuram, they are Brahma, that are, so, and Brahma, Jiv Koti Brahma, that he is also Avesh. So that is ka, so that is Shaktavashesh Avatar, because his Avesh is to create the population, to fill the universe with the population, but he is a Jiva soul. Vaikuntha Shesha Dharadharaye Anant Ehi Mukha मुख्या वेशावतार विस्तारे नाही अंत वैकुंठ शेषा शेषनाग धराधरे दैट ही होल्ड्स द अर्थ प्लैनेट सो मेनी यूनिवर्सेस ऑन हिज होड्स सो दैट इज ऑल्सो ए शक्त आवशेष अवतार बट दैट इज मुख्य आवेश अवतार एंड ऑल्सो दे आर सो मेनी लाइक द वेव्स इन द ओशन कैन नॉट बी काउंटेड सिमिलरली दिस शक्त आवशेष अवतार कैन नॉट बी काउंटेड नाउ what who did what is their shakti what kind of energy that they have been given that is in these two verses sanakadya gyan shakti narade bhakti bhakti shakti brahmaya srashti shakti anante bhudharana shakti sanakadi that is about knowledge energy narad bhakti shakti brahma to create the universes create fill up with the living being means giving the he does not create the living being but there is living being is part of Krishna when he looks then he just gives the body to according to their previous work previous thoughts so he is the srajan shakti ananta that he is dharana shakti means he carries the on his hoods the whole earth sheshesho sa सेवन शक्ति प्रथुते पालन परशुरामे दुष्टनाशक वीर्य संचारण शेषा सेवा स्वसेवन मीन्स ही सर्व्स ऑल द अदर विष्णु तत्वास प्रथु महाराज वाज टू हाउ टू पालन शक्ति मीन्स हाउ टू टेक केयर हाउ टू मेंटेन देम हाउ टू प्रोवाइड देम वॉट एवर इज नीडेड जस्ट लाइक Vishnu, there are three kinds of Vishnu we will talk. So they also do the same thing. Prathu Maharaj is that Shakti. And Parushram to kill the demonic kings, Dusta Vinash. So he gives his Virya Sancharan. How does it happen? Dusta Vinash, Virya Sancharan. He gives his Virya, means Ujeshwar Tej, that it comes from Krishna, and because of that, they could function in a special way. Although we are also his Shakti, anybody, any Jiva soul is his Shakti, but we don't have a special empowerment by the Supreme Lord. When he sees that somebody is qualified, he gives them energy to do certain function. And then it is taken out. Just Parashuram was killing, and when Lord Ramchandra, and then when they met, then initially Parashuram was very angry because he could not recognize his Lord, that Lord Ramchandra is his master, because Lord Ramchandra is expansion Swarup Shakti, and Parashuram is a Jiva Shakti. So, that bow, that is Vishnu bow, he was carrying to kill all these demonic kings 21 times, then that bow automatically was drawn to Lord Ram. And then he became, that power was taken away, then he became an ordinary person. He is also Chirajivita, means Parashuram and Hanuman and Vibhishan and this Ashwatthama. So there are seven of those Chirajivita. They remain for the almost like a day of Brahma. So Parashuram is also one of Shaktavshesavatar. So only that much Shakti for that time being that day. That it is given by the Supreme Lord. Jnana Shakti Adi Kalaya Yatra Visto Janardana Tavesha Nigadyante Jiva Eva Mahatama Jnana Shakti and Kala so that is the Avesh that he gives so they could do certain things. So this is the main Shakti Avesh, like main Avesh. Then there is a Vibhuti. विभूति कहिए जय छे गीता एकादशे जगत व्यापी कृष्णेर शक्ति भावावेशे सो इन एकादश स्कंद देर आर मेनी विभूतीज हैव बीन गिवन डिस्क्राइब्ड इवन दशम स्कंद दैट मेनी विभूतीज एंड इवन इन श्रीमद भागवतम 11th कैंटो एंड 16th चैप्टर इज ऑल्सो गिविंग अबाउट विभूतीज सो other than normal that one person could develop then he has a special more power because of the so that's why in Bhagavad Gita like if you see yad yad vibhutim vibhutim matsatvam sri madurjitam evava tat tadeva avagachyatvam mama tejo अंश संभव सो ऑन 1041 भगवद गीता दैट इज बीन डिस्क्राइब्ड दैट व्हाट काइंड ऑफ विभूति इज 1041 नो दैट ऑल अपुलेंट ब्यूटीफुल एंड ग्लोरियस Know that all opulent, beautiful and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. Any glorious or beautiful existence should be understood to be but a fragmental manifestation of Krishna's opulence, whether it be in spiritual or material world. Anything extraordinarily opulent should be considered to represent Krishna's opulence. And at the end of this chapter 10, the opulence of the absolute, Krishna is saying, Atva bhavna etena kim gyatena tav Arjuna. Vistabhyam aham idam, vistabhya aham idam Krishnam ekangshena sthito jagat. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. So just a small spark of his splendor that maintains, that destroys, that just changes like so many from one universe to another universe, gives the result of our karma. So practically whole thing is really is Krishna, nothing else. If you see in detail, that Krishna, all Swarup Shaktis, all spiritual world, all material world, the jiva soul, the bodies, the activities, what we do when we think of obtaining something, when we demand something, who provides all this? It comes ultimately from Krishna. So there are different categories, and so it is really Krishna who is just playing this role. He's this either as human being or there, but then we are just separate part and parcel. So naturally we have a separate energy like Krishna. In the way, energy means we are a living being and we have to suffer our resultant reaction. But if we follow Krishna's direction who is created, and ultimately we could enjoy with Krishna the same opulence as Krishna has, we could enjoy with him. And so everything which belongs to the Father is meant for the jiva soul. Meant for all the expansions, all because we are ultimately is energy, external energy. So naturally, our marginal energy, not external. So Krishna is saying the supreme. What need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing, it's a little longer purport. The Supreme Lord is represented throughout the entire material universe by his entering into all things as the super soul. The Lord here tells Arjuna that there is no point in understanding how things exist in their separate opulence and grandeur. He should know that all things are existing due to Krishna's entering them as super soul. So super soul permits us to even to move a finger. We cannot touch the finger to the nose unless the super soul really permits that. So one may think that soul is doing, the consciousness is due to soul. But soul cannot do anything unless it is empowered by super soul. So rather than just playing our own role, we should recognize it's done by super soul anyway, but we don't want to recognize or don't identify or don't give credit to him. Oh, I did it. Just like Prakriti does everything according to the different modes which are awarded, according to the desires. But Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. We think that I am the doer. So I, me, mine, these are the things that keeps us into the material world. But me and mine, May or Mera, but everything belongs to Krishna and we should give him all the credit. Even Lord Shiva, even Vishnu does not think that he is the one who is doing everything. So from Brahma, the most gigantic entity, on down to the smallest ant, all are existing because the Lord has entered each and all and is sustaining them. So this Vibhuti that I described, that is, one, any jiva soul has more or less whatever than what he is qualified to, then it comes from Krishna. Shaktya bhava veshe. Abhas is there. यद सो यद यद विभूतिम जस्वी सो सो दिस इज शक्ता अवशेष अवतार दैट वी डिस्क्राइब सो एनी पर्सन दिस ऑल अवतार्स आर डिस्क्राइब्ड इन द शास्त्र सो इट्स नॉट दैट यू ओ ही हैज सो ही इज गॉड ही इज नॉट गॉड nobody there may be some special shakti has been given like buddha he preached so much or but we cannot say that is that they are shakta avashyakta it has to be confirmed and then just like we say prabhupada also ek shakta like he spread krishna consciousness to spread krishna consciousness into this kali yuga is special kali yuga when chaitanya mahaprabhu came 500 years ago or krishna himself is coming 5000 years ago but so he is a shakta avashyakta avatar because it has been described in the shastra if you read about Prabhupada more and more it is given that yes such and such person would come he will create my commander in chief will come he will build this kind of building he will or temple or he will spread krishna consciousness all over so these are described buddha's description is already there even 5000 years ago buddha came about 2500 years ago but his description is there like chanakya and gupta samrat that is also given the kali yuga kalki avatar so kalki is also a shakta shesha avatar that will come after 420000 years later or 422000 the kali yuga is 432000 years so out of which 5000 years are already gone so 427000 years are still left when kalki avatar would come but that is also a shakta avashesha avatar he is specially given here so anybody we cannot just take that oh he is krishna avatar or he is krishna himself these are really we are putting ourselves very much into ignorance and worship anybody rather than giving credit to supreme lord krishna and then we remain in the material world or so anybody you cannot make like anybody cannot without qualification you cannot just call that he is a doctor or lawyer or he they have to develop a qualification or somebody like this prime minister so you cannot make anybody that he is a prime minister then so there are many imposters just like during Krishna's time there was an imposter so in the same way even now there are many imposters or people make them as God but they are not God and worshiping them would not give any proper result of loving or our real purpose of human life is wasted by worshiping this imposter gods or self-made gods or proclaimed gods by their disciples Srila Prabhupada also one time that oh he is God himself and Prabhupada is strongly rejected a spiritual master and God there is a difference a spiritual master is servitor he has some special energy and then he could transmit the proper knowledge but not that he should be accepted as God and worshiped in any means many like we may say that this Muhammad or Jesus Christ they are a kind of shakta avashesha avatar they have a special power but not the may it's a avesh that they have been given so they could preach more than anybody else like Prabhupada's teaching in such a way that it could spread all over the world and many people could take it but he asked that let everything is stop there should not be any GBCs call all the GBCs he stop all this nonsense to preach that Prabhupada is God is only one that is Krishna then he has some special empowerment to others and then they could act only to that extent from his empowerment and they have to be described in the shastra shastra mein bhagavatam and shastra may be different so I will tell about some other avatars how they are and so there is purusha avatar so pratham purush dvitiya purush tritiya purush so pratham purush is that so first expansion is balram ji from balram ji comes chaturvyuh one chaturvyuh the first chaturvyuh expands and does everything vasudev sankarshan pradyumna niruddha for the spiritual kingdom and then second chaturvyuh that is also there is sankarshan or called mahasankarshan he expands into karano dakshai vishnu so that is called so that is also called Purusha Avatar. Three Purush, three Vishnus. That is for Loksha Srishti, so all the Kris, so that is Sodash Krishna. Karana, the one that is Karana, Karanodakshai Vishnu. Adyavatar Purusha Parashya Kala Svabhavasad Sanmanashya Dravyam Vikaro Guna Indriyani Virata Swaratisthanu Charinam Bhumnaham. So Purusha, so that is Karanavashai, he remains in Karanavashan, Sahastra Shirsha, Kal Swabhav, Shakti Rupa Avatar. So according to the Kal, the nature, Prakriti, Swabhav, so there are three avatar, Purusha avatars. So he lives in the Karana Ocean, and that's why Karana Ocean is also called Virja. And they said Virja is beyond Vaikuntha planet, there is Jyotirmay Siddha Loka, and beyond our, where there is all the Jyoti or Abha from Krishna's body that comes, and then there is, and then beyond this Siddha Loka, there is a Chinmay, that Chinmay means eternal ocean that is never reduced or it does not come, so that is evaporated at any time. So that is called Karana Ocean, because the Karana Ocean is the cause of all the Jiva soul. Ultimately we go to Karana Ocean, and our subtle bodies also gets dissolved, and we become eligible to go to the Vaikuntha planet. So that is Anant, Apar, so that is all the Jiva, Swarat or some, that is come, that's why it is called Karana Samudra. So that is beyond this Vaikuntha and Siddha Loka is the boundary wise from material world to the spiritual kingdom, that is this Karana Samudra. So that Sei Purush Virajate Karil Sayan Karanadabdeshai Nam Jagat Karana. So that is Karanadabdeshai Vishnu, Virja Nadi, just a drop of that Virja Nadi, that is Patit Pavani Ganga. Ganga is just the drop when Vamandev, when he put his second foot, so it crossed beyond this all the material coverings to the Virja Nadi, and just some water came from there, and that is the Patit Pavani Ganga. The Dvitiya Purush is a Dvitiya Purush, so Sei Purush Anant Koti Brahmanda Srijiya Ekaika Murti Praveshila Bahumurti Haiya. So now Karana Vishnu is one, but Garbhodakshai Vishnu, expansion from Karana Samudra, is which enters into all of the universes, because universes are millions and billions of universes that comes from the hair pores and breathing from Karana Dakshai Vishnu. So in each universe this is expansion, so comes from Mahavishnu or Karana Dakshai Vishnu, that is called Garbhodakshai Vishnu. And he saw all darkness and there, and then he filled it from his sweating. He filled half of that universe with his sweat, and then he was lying down. So I would not go in detail about that. The Tritiya Purush, so that is called so he is Shirodakshai Vishnu. Shirodakshai Vishnu is not only Purushavatar, and that these three Purush, but there is also, he is also Gunavatar, because he is also affected by mode of goodness. So there are three, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. So Mahesh is for destruction, he is affected by Tamogun, and Brahma is affected by Rajogun, and the in charge of Satogun is Vishnu, Shirodakshai Vishnu. He expands again further as Paramatma in all the living beings, or practically in every atom, that he remains there. Now one may say that Vishnu is also affected by Guna, so we call him that they are, Vishnu is above any Guna, Nirguna. So why we could say that? Yes, because they don't cover. This Rajogun and Tamogun covers the Lord Shiva and Brahma. but it cannot cover Vishnu. That covering potency is not there in this, but in these two others, it is there. So there are, it's a very detailed, where is Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, so there is Jeev Koti Brahma and Krishna. When the Brahma, there is qualified person, Jeeva is not there, then Vishnu takes that portfolio and then he acts as Brahma. But there is a difference. Same thing, Lord Shiva is sometime, Lord Shiva is sometime Jeev Koti Shiva and also Vishnu Koti Shiva. So there are also, there is a, this two differences are there. So one has to understand Shiva is not Krishna's swarup. He is affected by tamogun. And Krishna is maya teet and guna teet. Teet means beyond that maya and guna. This satogun, tamogun, rajogun is beyond that. Sri Krishna is the cause and Shiva is the karan. He is the karya. Is the active principle. So there are three kinds of shastra: sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. And then sattvic shastra that talks about the Hari's mahima, rajasic shastra about Brahma, Agni, and tamasic shastra talks about Lord Shiva. There is some Pitar Mahatmya. So, Sri Krishna, that is the part that I wanted to tell a little bit more. Harihi Nirguna Shakshat. See, by serving Krishna, then you get Nirguna Bhakti. Not Aishwarya. You, one does not get Aishwarya. Nirguna Bhakti is very, very difficult to obtain. Very, very precious. And it is covered. It is Gopniya. It is very secret. And everybody is not eligible to get this Nirguna Bhakti. And Krishna does not give it easily. He may give him all the bhogas or all the opulences. He may give, but he does not give that Nirguna Bhakti, or that is Prema Bhakti. One who wants the bhogasukh of this world, then they could not even get, if they want to look that, oh, I could enjoy here, then they could not get even abhas. Abhas means just a glimpse of that. And to just cover that Nirguna Bhakti, that's why there is Rasik and Tamsik Shastra. One may say that why all these Shastra, they came and they are there, so the Nirguna Bhakti is covered by them. Somebody may go and, oh, I could get by worshipping the demigods and I could get so much opulence. So Krishna gives them that opulence, says, okay, go ahead and enjoy. But then he protects that way by just by covering. Just like Krishna asked Lord Shiva to cover his direct bhakti. He spread Mayavad philosophy. So Mayavad philosophy is also to cover this Nirguna Bhakti. That was also spread in that way. People, they read so many shastras are there, and the description that Lord Shiva is the topmost, or Durga is the topmost, she is the mother, she is the creator. So in this, that is just because people don't want to have that. They want to enjoy the body, senses, and so Krishna gives that. If they come to Krishna, they will get it. So by this Rashik and Tamsik Shastra, that is appealed. Lord Shiva is worshipped more and more. That's why he gives whatever that you want. People could get easily everything. Why easily? Because by that way, his Nirguna Bhakti is covered. Okay, let us worship Lada Shiva, so we could get good opulence from them. So, one who is a Bhoga Sukha Das, one who is looking the opulence, then they cannot get Bhakti in a very easy way. So, that is like Moh Sampadaka Shastra Prachar. So, that is the Lord Krishna is given, there is a verse, Swagamahi kalpitas tvantu jananmad vimukhan kuru mancha gopaya yena shat srasti re otharotharam. So you give this, so Lord Shiva himself comes as he came to spread this Mayavad philosophy was spread by him, Shankaracharya. So he is Lord Shiva, but he spread this Mayavad philosophy to cover Krishna's pure bhakti, so people cannot get it. But it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that without even qualification, because nobody was getting in other yugas this prema bhakti. It was not there for long, long period of time. So he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute that. And that's why we Jiva soul appeared in such an age where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And that is the same through his disciplic succession comes to Srila Prabhupada. And he preached this bhakti, which is very, very rare to obtain. So there is by these different shastras, different puranas, it is just to keep us in the moha or illusion. And so mool tattva, par tattva, Sri Krishna, that is the, so Shiva and Krishna, there is a bhed. Like you hear this shiram yathadati vikara vishesh, and this is just dugdha jena amla yogi dadi rupadare dugdhantar vastu nahe dugdha hetinare. It is not milk, it is different. Vikara yoga. So a little bit I will explain little more that these three gunas, why this Vishnu is not covered by Sattvagun is also a kind of, it is not a nirguna to remain in Sattvagun, means you are attached to something, although attached to something is some certain work, certain thing to surrender to Krishna, to give to Krishna, but they are attached to the work. But people who are nirguna, they want to serve Krishna in any way without any reference to any of the gunas. Harihi nirguna shakshat purusha prakate para sa sarva sarva gupta drastatam bhajan nirguno bhavet. Hari is sakshat ishwar, Shiva Hari. One may say that he is incarnation from Lord Krishna, so he is also ishwaratva is there, means controlling power is there. And like Samdarshi, Shiva is also Samdarshi, Sri Hari is Samdarshi also, Sarvadra. So many, many things are there, but still it is not the same as Krishna is. And we have to understand that Sattvagun cannot cover Vishnu, but Rajogun and Tamogun is that affects the Brahma and Lord Shiva. And Krishna is not under that. Anyway, we have taken enough time. There is a lot of description about different avatar, Leela avatar, Manvantara avatar, and Yuga avatar. So those descriptions, this Shaktavashesha avatar. But mainly because Prathu Maharaj is Shaktavashesha avatar, and there are millions and millions, but they have to be the particular prominent ones are described in the Shastra, and we cannot accept anybody as a incarnation of Krishna or Krishna himself. It would be an offense, particularly to Krishna. And Krishna is getting covered by this Mayavad philosophy, that anybody who shows certain opulences or gives something bhabuti or cures certain diseases, then he became God and we worship him. Then that worship, it does not lead to prema bhakti, or one cannot enter spiritual kingdom by any means, whatever bhakti you may do it. But if you worship, if somebody is powerful, they may be as a guru, you worship them, then he gives this guru, but it should be bona fide. Prabhupada used this word, bona fide spiritual master. Means he does not take that credit to himself, but he gives it further to all the way to Lord Krishna, and does not keep for himself to enjoy his own senses. So thank you so much. There are three more verses to end this chapter that we are reading, 14th chapter, it would end after that Prithu Maharaj is speaking that one should not glorify any personality without those are apparently there, not beforehand. If it comes later on, you can glorify, but if it is not there, it should not be glorified. So he stopped this people who are who are glorifying him, that you do not talk about Sut, Magad, Bandigan. Means they are doing Vandigan, means not that they are prisoners, not Bandi, Vandi. Vandi means Vandana. Vandana means prayers. Hare Krishna, so you can unmute, we can discuss various points that we discussed.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the very detailed and very nice descriptive class. So to summarize the understanding about the Shaktyavesha, basically there is Swayam, what you were saying is, there is Swayam Avesha, like Sesha, and then in Shaktyavesha there are two varieties. One is direct empowerment and the second one is the secondary or Vibhuti. That's right. Understand that, right?
Yeah, Vibhuti and Shakti is imparted by the Lord and it looks Shakti. So whatever Shakti you receive, like just you may say that Modi has had so much. So there is something is there that is that everybody cannot become. So there is some avesh is there, but not vibhuti. Vibhuti, direct avesh provided just by he provided to like say Buddha or Parashuram. That is a direct, and this is indirectly. One cannot do extraordinary things without getting empowerment from Krishna. Like so, that is a vibhuti.
Okay.
Vibhuti is just whatever somebody is very powerful, like he could win in basketball or any kind of games, but that is a vibhuti that comes from Krishna. One should not take it that it is his own power. We are powerless.
So when we talk about Srila Prabhupada or great acharyas, then we consider them to be like a vibhuti on the secondary category, or how?
It is different, but it's not secondary. It is directly empowerment by Krishna, not just a vibhuti.
Okay, Prabhupada.
Just like Prathu Maharaj or Parshura. Uh-huh. Or
it's on the same category as Kalki. Prathu and...
Yes, yes.
Okay, Prabhupada. Thank you so much.
To give a pure bhakti is not an ordinary thing.
Yes, Prabhupada.
And all in parampara, this... Gaudiya Vaishnavism is giving that is because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So this same teaching that was not there even in Satyuga Kali, Dwapar Yuga, it was not there, but that has been given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He just distributed without qualification after long period of time.
I don't know if this question is valid, but I had another question. The other question was, so when we see in the story of Prathu Maharaj, and I mean, yeah, of course, we see that he's of course Shaktyavesha, more on a primary category, and specifically he was invested with the power for maintenance, right?
Right, for ruling.
Ruling.
How to rule, right. Yeah. Ruling
so
is there by Lord Ramchandra also, but there is a difference. His direct... Yes. Krishna's expansion to, and here it is just a Shakti, Avesh. Avesh is main and gone. Gone means a subordinate. Subordinate is just like a Vibhuti, but main is directly imparted by Krishna.
And in the case of Prathu Maharaj, so he does carry the marks of Vishnu, right? So is it specifically because it was, a particular empowered incarnation to do the job of Vishnu in the sense of maintenance, ruling?
Not in everybody, same marks are there, and it may not be all the marks what Krishna has. It's not that all the marks would not be there. Some marks may be there, but that is just to ruling power or whatever it is, that every mark has a different significance.
Right, that's where I'm. So can you, if you can, throw some light on that? How different marks have different significance?
So there are many marks. I really don't know. I have to open some books to see about these different marks are there.
Okay. Yes, Prabhu. Actually, that's exactly my question.
I read them, but I can't. Okay. I cannot remember the significance of all the marks.
Okay.
But all the marks are not there in Prathu Maharaj.
Right.
And everyone who is direct Avesh do not have the same marks.
Yes, Prabhu, that was my specific question. Yes. So, Prabhu, if at all next time when you come, if you have any idea, I mean, like any other, if you are able to...
Yeah, I can. If you wait, I could open
okay,
some books
I'll
to
wait.
talk about them. You can, but what about others? So if anybody else has any question, then
Yes,
you
Prabhu,
can
if
wait.
others have questions, they can go ahead
Yeah,
and
let them ask, and then I have to pick up a book about some mark. Means there is a detail,
okay.
but I may be able to pick up that book that describes about the marks. Okay,
Thank you so much,
in a
Prabhuji.
nutshell. Okay.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
No, thank you for asking. It's nice to know more about Krishna and understand him more and more.
Thank you, Prabhu.
So, anyone else has any? There might be very few people, everybody.
Very, very beautiful and very nice. Then, so Prabhuji, you were at the beginning of the class, you were saying something about Bharat and Bharti. So can you explain, why India is called Bharat?
Yeah, India is called Bharat. So Bharat means Bharat Varsh. Varsh means it is one of the khanda or part. But Bharat means one who is engaged in the spirituality or spiritual topics or knowledge about our soul and our relationship with the God that is been given by Bharat Varsh, and that's why special incarnation are there, or special Pracharak who is spreading this Krishna consciousness. They all come from India, because that is the purpose of India's purpose, is to give spiritual knowledge to the whole world, that it could be the leader in spiritual knowledge. But now it is accepting, because of the Kali, you may say, this all the technology and want to advance in technology, that would not lead to anywhere. It would be more and more destruction rather than, but if everybody is engaged in Krishna Bhakti, and that is what is the main purpose of Bharat Varsh. So Bharat means one who gives the knowledge. Bha means knowledge, light. Bha means light. Light means knowledge. We are in ignorance because of the darkness. Darkness means ignorance. So Bha means knowledge, and Rat means one who is engaged in that knowledge, process of knowledge. Knowledge about Krishna and our relationship with him. Okay, does it explain to you? Bha word, if you see, that is knowledge.
Yeah, very nice, Prabhuji. Thank you. I did not know that, we just say Bharat means it comes from the King Bharat. So
that is also there, but King Bharat, but there is this another meaning. Yes, King Bharat, that is true. I am not saying it is not true, that view, but there is a special significance. Hindustan or that is not the real meaning, or India doesn't explain. But Bharat is a special word.
Yeah.
Like they call what is that name of the city? Guru. That is the near Delhi, where there is an airport nearby. They call, now the name of that city is changed. I'm forgetting that name of the city, but name is changed. Just like Bombay become Mumbai because of the Mumba Devi.
Gurugram.
Gurugram, right. That's correct. So the name is changed because it was, some guru was there. I don't know which guru, but, and he was preaching. So Bharat also means the knowledge has been distributed, or people are engaged in cultivating the knowledge about, spiritual knowledge about Krishna. Material knowledge may be anywhere, even in the demonic, like lower planetary system, this material knowledge is much more evolved, much more than what we have in lower planetary system. But they are more demonic people. The powerment like Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksh or Ravan Kumbhakarna, what they had, we do not have even 1.001%. Even Brahma and they were also like so much troubled by them. means they could control control even the so many demigods, even Kal also. But still they are called demon. So just having the power is not the main thing, material power. Main thing is spiritual power, that you connect with Krishna. What is our reality? We are all in a dreamy state, just thinking I could do this. The demons think that tomorrow I will do this, I have conquered this much, tomorrow I have this. So that is the demonic propensity. But I become the very humble, meek servant of Krishna. That's a devotional, that is something different. What we are, if we go beyond, that is a dream. So what we have, we are is part and parcel of Krishna, made to serve Him. And if you make it something different, then that is a demonic tendency. Okay.
Yes, Prabhuji, very true. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, very, very beautiful class. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a nice, beautiful class. Can you talk about the Lord Buddha, Prabhuji? There is two Buddhas that are there. I came to know recently. One is the, original Dashavatara incarnation. The other one is just so-called Buddha. Can you enlighten on that topic, Prabhu, please?
Okay. See, the one Buddha that is said, who is the father, Yashohar, and who would be the mother, and what town he will be born, and he will spread. But Buddha's main purpose of the real Buddha, I'm just talking about, real means this. He's also originally or directly avesh given by Krishna, because when Krishna saw Krishna that for time being, because of the yajna and Vedic teachings, there was so much havoc that, in Vedas it is described about killing the animals. So they were killing so many animals unnecessarily. So he became very compassionate, and Krishna came as Buddha by some jiva soul became Buddha, or he empowered certain personality. And when that happens, so he is giving that stop all this Vedic, the Vedas, do not accept any Vedas. But you accept me. So people were accepting Buddha as God. So that is also, but people could not understand that was just to stop ahimsa paramo dharma. So that, but then about the Vedic, they don't accept any Vedic knowledge or anything about Vedas. They don't accept Vedas or the samam bonam of all the knowledge, particularly Srimad Bhagavatam. So later on to revive that, Shankaracharya came, and later on, Shankaracharya came. It is a covered Buddhism, this Mayavad philosophy. Then the direct knowledge was given slowly by Ramanujacharya and different acharyas, Madhvacharya and the Vishnu Swami and then various Vallabhacharya and so many. They all came, they gave it to bring it. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took everything what originally is. So original teaching of the Vedic knowledge is what Gaudiya Vaishnavism or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is given there. The full knowledge is in this, because he took the main thing, and he is Krishna himself, so he could reveal everything what exactly it is if you want to understand. That's why Chaitanya Charitamrita is beyond even Srimad Bhagavatam. Because how to practice that, he showed by his personal life. Theory may be there, but how to apply in our own life, which is in none of the Shastra, it is there. How did he? Just like, Prahlad Maharaj. He is like in a Shantaras. He worshipped, but he did not practice it. But then he says that go to Hanumanji, who could directly serve the Lord. So, Shantaras, Dasharas. Then he is referring that you go to, when there is this. This Brahmana, he was traveling from one place to another, and then when he went to Hanumanji, he says, no, I have nothing. You go to Arjuna and Pandavas. Then Pandavas says that we don't have. He comes certain time, but go to this place in Dwarka. So he's constantly there. We don't have that much association. Maybe he came and he stayed for a year or so. That has nothing. We don't have mercy of the Lord. So he goes to Dwarka. But Dwarkavasi says that no. So ultimately, about Vraja Bhakti. So Vraja Bhakti is very gopniya. It is very covered. It's only to few people who follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they could get it. Not any another sampradaya can get it. So that is one Buddha that we talked about. And then his purpose. So there are certain temporary work has to be done. Like I may clean a toilet, does not mean that I'm a toilet cleaner. So Buddha came to stop Vedas. Don't accept Vedas. Don't go for that. Just accept me. Then this, and then Shankaracharya, just to bring Vedas back again, then so that is also temporarily, that he spread this Mayavad philosophy through the Vedic knowledge by twisting the words of the Vedas, like Vedan Sutra and Brahma Sutra and Gita. And so this Shankara Bhashya, if you read, you may be completely polluted. So one should not read even Shankaracharya's, what is that, his translation called, or his commentary?
Sharirak Bhashya.
Right, Sharirak Bhashya. Or will Saronash. Once you will be completely ruined, your devotional soft creeper. So this and this other Buddha, I do not really know much about this other Buddha, that he may not be empowered, but some person may come as a Buddha himself and may do miraculous work, but that should not be accepted that he is a empowered incarnation like Buddha himself. Some avas may be there, so.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dangar Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Dangar Pranam.
Prabhuji, there is the Buddha which is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Buddha which they describe in a modern time, because the modern time Buddha, because he attained his so-called perfection, whereas Lord Buddha attained, where Lord Buddha appeared, so there is some connection. In the lineage of Buddhism, anybody who is accepted as attained perfection, he becomes like new Buddha. So there is like parampara of Buddhas.
Oh, parampara Buddha. Just like current people are also called Shankaracharyas, although they are not the original Shankaracharya. So in that way, but they don't have the real what has been directly given to empowerment of the original Buddha.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And that's why you so wonderfully elaborately this Shaktyavesh Avatar syndrome. Although they are the spark of Krishna, but because people don't have that knowledge that all spark represents Krishna, that's why Chaitanya Charitamrita establishes the Param Jnana, that Krishna is the Bhagavan Swayam. So we have to educate people so that they don't become baffled and remain underachievers in their spiritual perfection.
Right. Very correct. So very few people know that other shastras are there to cover the real Nirguna Bhakti or pure Prema Bhakti. Shuddha Sattva without any mixture of any gunas. So we should not read too many literatures and get boggled with our mind with Shiv Purana or Durga Purana or so many other Puranas. Because they are the description. Although Krishna says that I put them, I give, okay, you want to know more Shiva? Then Shiva is the topmost. Or Durga is the mother of everybody. She is the topmost. but that does not give us like pure duty, does not give us satisfaction. That's why it is said that one should not read too many shastras and get confused with that. Better that just have Krishna Bhakti, read Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhakti Parak Shastra. And like what all these acharyas like six Goswamis have written. Just to gain that knowledge that what Sharirik Bhashya, all this, what we will gain by that? Will we gain bhakti? It may be that you may glorify yourself that I know, understand all this, so you may become an acharya to preach all these things, but that is not needed. A simple person who has faith in Krishna is much more advanced than somebody who is in knowledge of all the shastras and all the puranas and because we have to be really in the eye of Krishna what we are, not what general populace has so much that they may glorify you, but that is not the right thinking. Okay, now who is that Mataji who wanted to know more about this? Hello, Hare Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
You want to hold on, or I should get that book? Okay. So just wait. Okay.
Okay.
I will leave the phone here. I will go and find that book. Okay.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu.
Hello.
Yes,
yeah. The meaning. See, I'm reading from Radha Krishna Nectar.
Okay.
The booklet came long ago, and Dasharath Sut Das. He wrote that, and that is described in from Srimad Bhagavatam Sararth Darshini by Vishwanath Chakravarti. So Bhagavat commentary, Ananda. Chandrika by Vishwanath, Tika on Govind Lilamrata.
Okay.
Then also Vishwanath Rupa Chintamani, Jeev Goswami, and Karapada Yugala Samasati Iskandha Puran, Matsya Puran, Garga Samhita, and other quotes, that is compilation from all of those different books. So Kancha Mark is there, Shankha, Kancha, but it's a long description. So this auspicious mark indicates that those who take shelter of their lotus feet are always rescued from all sorts of distress. Just as during the Aarti ceremony, the conch shell is used to hold water that is offered directly after the fire of the ghee lamp. Similarly, their feet holds transcendental water that soothes their devotees from the blazing fire of material miseries. Also, this symbol proclaims ultimate victory for the devotees, since the conch shell marks on their feet contains the entire ocean of material existence that may now be easily crossed. This mark also shows that those who resort to their feet become completely fearless. And further, the mark is also symbolic of the Jala Tattva, or principle water, since this, from Krishna's feet has manifested the river Ganga, purifier of all the worlds. On Radha's foot, this mark indicates the water principle that soothes her beloved Krishna, so that he feels no burning pain whenever he is separated from her company. The flag or dvaja mark is there, flag. This mark announces that for the devotees meditating on their feet, they give security and safe protection from all sorts of fear. Furthermore, this mark on Radha's foot indicates that there will be supreme victory for all the gopis, her personal girlfriends, who are aware of the glories of her feet. Then there is a fish or matsya. This mark shows that just as a fish cannot live without water, similarly, the surrendered devotees cannot live a moment without directly associating with their feet. This mark on Radha's foot shows that she, like a fish out of water, cannot live for a moment without her beloved. It also shows that all the most cherished desires and longings of those who resort to their feet will be truly fulfilled. It also means that the mind is very fickle, just like a fish who wavers this way and that way. And so only after much meditation do their feet finally come into the heart. It also indicates that their feet will come to live in one's heart only if the heart has been liquefied by soft loving emotions. Their feet do not thrive where it is dry. Further, it shows that his foot bears this mark of the fish, which is the emblem flying on the banner of Cupid, just to excite the desires of the Vraj Gopis. He also has... Hello?
Yes, Prabhuji. Please go
ahead. Okay. It will take almost more than half an hour to just all the marks to read. If there is any another way, or you could see in the Google about Radha Krishna Nectar book, that will have all this, like lotus, and there is a bow, dhanush is there, god, ankush is there, triangle mark, trikona, barley corn, java, and there is altar is made, Vedi, where the Krishna sits, and half moon, Ardha Chandra, is there on the feet.
Prabhuji, can you just read the one for the...
Upcurving line. Urdh Rekha. Also, picture, kalash is there. Sky, amber, umbrella is there, chatra, cow's hoof print, goshpada, gopada, thunderbolt, vajra, chariot. There is also swastik mark, auspicious symbol, octagon, astakon, rose apple, jambufal, club, and earrings, kundal. Radha's feet hold this. So this is for both Radha and Krishna. Most of the marks are in both, but some marks are special in Srimati Radharani, and some are special in Krishna. So earring, kundal, Radha's foot hold this emblem to indicate how Krishna's ear is always listening for the tinkling sound of the charming ankle bells upon her feet. Thus he lives for the shelter of her feet, which gives him all happiness. It also shows that her two feet, lotus feet, are the theorem that is proven by the system of Sankhya Yoga. Mountain, Parvat is there. Then bracelet, Valaya. This mark unique to Radha's feet. Bracelet indicates that her feet are always present on Krishna's hands, massaging them when she is pouting, just as a bracelet always accompanies the hand. Then there is spear, Shakti, flower, creeper, Valli. So these are the various marks on Radha and Krishna's feet. And then there is Advaita Acharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, and so there is some differences in the marks.
So Ajiva,
you should be able to read this Radha Krishna Nectar book by Dashrath Suddas.
Okay. Okay, Prabhuji.
Okay.
Okay, Prabhuji, thank you so much. So
but if you don't mind, if you don't find, you let me know. There is Harinam Patrika is there from Harinam Patrika that comes from Vrindavan. This Harinam Press is there. And they have described in many of their magazines, each time one of the mark in old issues. But I saw them.
Okay, Prabhuji. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Okay, so everybody's gone now?
No, there are still.
No, Prabhuji, we are here.
Okay.
No, Prabhuji, we are here.
So we can end now, and so I will be coming back now on when?
Next week, I will let you know, Prabhuji.
Okay, because mostly Wednesday, but now the days are being changed, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, let me know until I'm here till 6th, I'm leaving, 6th June, so I will be on conference call, whatever days are given to me.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, how much
Only last 3 words. Let me tell you. This Prabhu Maharaj is speaking from text number 22, 23, and 24 or 25. So those 4 verses one can finish, or 26. So there are 4 or 5 verses that Prabhu Maharaj is speaking. So I read up to 21, from 11 to 21. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much. Very nice class.
Okay, thank you so much. Everybody is giving nice classes. From different angle, I wanted to give more so on the avatars. You know, so many people are accepting so many as God, and then they don't get any result, just for getting some material benefit. वांछा कल्पतरु भेष्य
कल्पतरु भेष्य
प्रचार संदर्भ
में जो के वचन है जो नमो नमः अनंत कोटि वैष्णव के जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय रस क्रय श्रमिक कृषि प्रभु की जय
गौरव भक्त वृंद की जय
थैंक यू